It is so good to be here with you all tonight. You know what you're listening to? Mind Blowing Decisions with your host tonight, LaShawn L. and Kendra D. Thomas, as co-host of Mind Blowing Decisions. Tonight we got a great show. We're talking about Don't Block Me. What that means to you, what that, you know, how you feel when somebody come against you. So me and Kendra in the studio tonight, and we just talking, we just having a live conversation of our own. So we just want to tell you real quick, we just thank you, one, for tuning in to Mind Blowing Decisions on Face of Success Radio 101 FM. And so we were talking just before we went on live on air. We were just talking about the different ways that people express and acknowledge. Let's talk about it. Kendra, well, go on, girls.
thank you so much, Michelle and Elle, for that nice introduction. Yes, y'all, as she stated, we are here live tonight. The topic is Don't Block Me. When you hear this topic or when you say this topic or when you resonate with this topic, it can mean a whole lot of things. But I think it all boils down to others not acknowledging the effort or others not acknowledging your success or your effort or your progress, depending on whatever state you're in at that moment. Michelle L., I mean, what could you say on that?
I absolutely agree with you. I thank you so much for just chiming into this, because truly through our business and through our travels and through my experiences in life, we've expressed, I'm quite sure we have experiences, some of yours anyhow, and I've told you about some of mine, and you've seen them, where you're trying to build something or get involved in something and bring in a brand new idea or innovate something or just be charismatic or just be passionate about whatever it is that you're doing, and you share this info with someone, whether it's your mom, your dad, or it's your coworker, or if it's your partner. You know, sometimes people just don't agree. But it's not about being not agreeing. It's about sharing excitement. So we're going to do a little role play. So, Kendra, you give me that scenario that we were just talking about before we went live about how you go into a conversation with somebody and you're excited about whatever it is. You're trying to share the news and, you know, and then what's the typical response?
Yeah,
what's the typical response to people?
So, you know, catch it. You might catch it. You might laugh when I say this, because it's probably going to stop for me.
Okay.
But, you know, you're going into a relationship. It might be a friend that you ain't talked to. And every time y'all talk, y'all be like, hey, girl, you know what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. But it's always a one-way street. Nothing is never a two-way street. So the conversation begins, and you know, you've listened to her. You know, she's told you accomplishment. He or she, you've applauded them.
Right.
Kudos. Then it's your turn.
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's cool. You know, it ain't gonna be good. They say, well, that extended well is like, oh, you know, I should have just kept my mouth closed, or I shouldn't even said anything. You know. Because sometimes it is good to do things in silence and not be boastful.
Right.
So, you know, it's like silent versus boastful. It can be a trivial
thing. But, you know, why do people have to, you know, I kind of feel like it's like someone else's thunder, you know, like trying to put their light out. And, you know, I have a real personal pet peeve about somebody else trying to put somebody else's lights out. I just don't feel like anybody has that right. So I believe that people should be able to, individuals ought to be able to express themselves, you know, however they choose to express themselves. But I believe that there comes with guidance. Like, we all need to know, like, if it's a two-way lane, and most relationships, it's a two-way. So if me and Kendra, homies, we partners, we sisters, we whatever, we homies, we just going around and we just taking over the world, right? We going to see the world. And then we go and talk to, you know, we go talk to that downer, you know that person, whoever that is in your world.
Right.
And then what happens is they, instead of saying, oh, that's really nice and oh, congratulations, the first thing is, like you said, is, well, no, I don't think that's cool, or, you know, whatever it is. So You know, that always cracks me up. Hey, GG girl, what's going on?
Hey. I forgot.
So we are talking about don't block me. People that, you know, how you share a new experience or a new idea or just something you're excited about. And people seem like, oh, no, we shouldn't do that. They can't celebrate the success. They can't celebrate the beauty or the comfort, or they can't celebrate, acknowledge whatever that meant to that person without, because they feel some kind of way. I don't know. Sometimes people like, I got a personal thing I want to talk about. I think that's why I'm stuttering a little bit. I just got to get it out, right? Just keep it real. So this is the thing. So I got a friend who does amazing graphics, right? And all you have to do is just call him and tell him, like, you know, give it to him. And I have several, actually, not just one. And they do amazing work, all their visuals. They visual people. And so if you're talking to them, they start creating in their mind immediately. You know, it comes into form, and within 24 hours, you're looking at some masterpiece. And then I share the experience with other people, and then they can't even acknowledge how beautiful it is, or they can't acknowledge what a pleasure it is, or whatever it is, the success of it. You know, I think that's what's wrong with us. We don't know how to stop for 1 minute to just acknowledge somebody else's craft, skill, you know, a kind act or something like that. And I think that's where, you know, all the attitude come in at. That's what all the insecurity come in at. Because we was talking about insecure women last week and the week before, and I think it's kind of like part three to it. Because that's what it really comes down to. People, other insecurities and people fears about which way their life didn't work out because they tried it, or that ain't something they thought of or ever thought they could do. And you know, it's just crazy, because what make you think that it's not possible, if I dreamed it, that I can actually make it happen, or that I'm already making it happen, and then you can't even take 5 seconds and say, congratulations, that's a good damn job.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good thought, or, you know, that was a big dream, you know, or
what
instead
you
of saying,
need to do.
You know, so otherwise they would say, you know, people that always do this, something, you know, they... Like my daddy always say.
Your daddy
say. Like my daddy always say, a horse will shit fast, but it won't shit long. You know, he made every situation, like I said, I'm like, why can't I just have my glory?
Right. Why you just can't say,
I want to shit fast, let me shit fast. Then. You know what I'm saying? Like, why steal that moment from me? Let me decide if
right.
I shit it long or constipated or fast. You know, like. Let me decide.
Right.
Don't decide for me.
Absolutely.
But I just think it's funny, though, because, you know, all the people, 70 and up, they just have some of the funniest slogans.
They do. They have a lot of proverbs and parables that they use and expect everybody to know what they're talking about. But thank God for the elders. But we're talking about don't block me, how to grow up, how to grow into network with other people, how to open up doors for people that don't know how to do certain things, and learning new information, learning proper information. I think that's really what it kind of come down to,
mm-hmm.
is that I think a lot of fears and anxieties that happen with people that can't acknowledge somebody else's gifts, talents, or success, or even ideas, are people who are afraid of themselves and afraid of success.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid that they're going to fail if they step out.
Yeah, or they may have, because all of us go through different tasks in life, and it's what is all of us get knocked down. All of us get TKO. All of us have a TKO in life, right? And, you know, we can all agree.
Right.
But it's whether or not you come back from it.
Mm, how you come back from
stuck in the eclipse. You know, we don't leave that trauma in our life, and
mm-hmm.
it's like And every you can't see light for nobody else because you're in the dark. You know,
right.
How could you see something big, bright, and,
yeah.
you know, luminous?
You're completely
blind.
How could
you see it?
Wow.
If you're not going to be able to see that because you are stuck in a dark place. You know, so me telling you that is just like watching a black and white picture.
Wow. Now, that's mind-blowing because a lot of times I say this all the time. Kendra just said it very clear and very, she just hit some really good key points. We all face TKOs. I mean, your TKO could be drugs, a man, a woman, a loss, a parent, you know, a sibling. It could be anything. It could be the loss of a love, you know, a marriage or whatever it could be, you know. So we all have that. How we bounce back is the thing. And some of us don't. We daze. Some of us are so fucked up behind some of these knockouts, these blows that life give us, that we don't know how to come back. We don't know how to recover. We don't know how to take it back, our authority, our power, our own personal strength back. So I know that you have an amazing story, but I know Gigi has an amazing story, and her story is still being told with the way that Gigi, you don't mind, girl, do you?
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm listening.
I say you don't mind.
I don't mind what?
Because your story is just so amazing. We talked about it on air. We're so candid about helping people and trying to be transparent about our different journeys and what we used to do and what we used to be like and how people keep us
right.
stuck back there. You know, they it's not always is that we had a TKO, but it's that, you know, we even with the TKOs that we did have, somebody else made, they wouldn't let us leave that spot. They made us stay there. They remind us constantly how we messed up, how we didn't make good decisions, how we blew all this, and how we blew the chance of a scholarship and this and that, you know. So you have your own story. Do you have any experiences, or that's something you could share with our audience tonight, Gigi and Kendra, about, you know, some of the some of that aspect of how other people will kind of damage you. They will speak so many negative things over you that it becomes almost like a cloak.
Okay. I can't think of it now.
That's all right. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to just continue on to listen in. And, you know, sometimes, like, I kind of feel like when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, before I knew any better, just to, you know, kind of give y'all some kind of canvas to kick off this part of the conversation. When I was a kid, my mother thought that I was, well, I'm not going to say my mother thought I was promiscuous, but a lot of people thought that I was promiscuous, and it wasn't about me being promiscuous. It was just about, again, remembering I told, shared my story earlier in the year about that I was molested as a child. And because I was molested as a child, I was being abandoned as a child because the rift that came between my family, because it was a family member that molested me, people started kind of labeling me as a liar, or I mess up families and things of that nature. So I didn't think that I had a lot of self-worth growing up. Even though I felt good about myself, I felt like if somebody called on me, I wasn't at a good attention for them to call me and use me for anything, even though I was pretty good at whatever I could do. So the words that people spoke over my life kind of it kind of made me think about, don't block me. What are you saying to your children? What are you saying to the people around you? How y'all responding to each other, to your lover? You know, because I feel like it's important how you speak to your lover. It just changes the dynamics of where you go.
when you give that man a little honey speaking, he actually lights fire up under him and, you know, turns on that little soft side of him and make him want to really take care of you in most cases, unless he's just a straight dick. But anyhow.
Okay, so I want to, okay. Okay, when you said don't block me, this is how I feel. I said don't block, you're going to block me. I'd like to try and right there to tell you right there what was going on. But she's going to come and interfere right there. I'm brainwashing you like this to keep the heat off her.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you got some scandalous people out here. I know people have probably heard that word in a while, scandalous. But that was a
scandalous
news right there. Because I think that's like when people purpose to hold somebody back, it is a scandalous move. It's like a setup to tear them down to what if that one encouragement was all that person needed to actually break in, you know, breaking news or breaking medicine into the new next medicine or something. You know, we don't know, or some kind of cure or something, you know what I'm saying? But that lack of encouragement and reserve themselves instead of going forward. So I think it's important how we talk to each other. So don't hold me back. You have many values and many different, it's going to mean different things to different people. Because like you said, Gigi, there's no way somebody can try to play you like you're the part, like you're creating a problem just because you stood up or said something or pointed something out. That's still talking about acknowledging. And
right.
I think that, like, in conversation, people don't acknowledge the efforts. Like Kendra said, they don't acknowledge anything towards.
Because it's the simpler things in life that matter the most. It's the simple thing. You know, congratulating me on a successful or a, you know, promotion or whatever in life, you know, all mean the same thing. It can be a natural high type thing, you know. It produces good positive hormones and stuff in a person, you know, on a spiritual or psychology level.
Like,
it helps with the mood, you know.
Yeah, your whole mindset, everything about your the way you think about yourself, the way you feel about other people, is determined a lot of times by how someone receives you. Because typically what it comes down to is just pure rejection. You're rejecting me. You're blocking me. You're trying to stop me. And I don't know how y'all feel about that. Like, I'm in a place where I done kicked open some doors. We, Kendra and I, you know, we here in Reno, and we doing some really, really big things. And we went over to, we had a tour at this great The Nugget Resort, and we was, you know, trying to see about concert space, and we were seeing about just everything, the whole works, right, how to make this really a phenomenal event, and just being able to exercise our rights as business owners, as business entrepreneurs, as people who want to help other people win and succeed and help them fulfill their dreams. And so our heart is sincere, is passionate, and so we want to come against we have been kicking open doors and turning over every stone possible to bring transformation into people's life. And so we met with what's his name? Forrest Hill over at The Nugget. He's one of the big top managers over you know, over at the Nugget Casino Resort. And he's excited, and oh, the hotel is excited about this big event that I really want to kick off and do. And so it just excited me. So we got some people down in Florida that's excited and want to be a part of this event. I know y'all trying to figure out what's this event, right? Well, we're going to tell you about it in just about another hour. So towards the end of the show, you got to tune in and listen. So real quick, we're going to just let y'all hear just a little commercial of Mind Blowing Decision. We'll be right back.
You were tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions with DJ Success every Wednesday at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Hey, y'all, we just wanted to share that with y'all real quick because it's a mind-blowing decision that got to be made here today. And we're already in process of making some mind-blowing decisions. We ain't letting nobody stop us. There's no limits here. That's what this show is about tonight. There's no limits. There's no cap. No one can tell us what to do in life. We have the power to create wealth. We have the power to make choices. We have the power to create whatever lifestyle we want. For our families, for our children, for ourselves, for our lovers, for our friends, for our partners all over the world, and for new people that we come in contact with, because I'm on a campaign to meet 100 new people, and I'm being a little slow about taking pictures, but I'm supposed to be taking pictures with everybody that I come in contact with that I'm talking to, and I've been kind of slow rolling because I got this little bogus beat up phone, and so I just don't really care for the phone, so I really don't take pictures with it because the camera sucks. I'm talking fast, y'all, but because I'm trying to get it out. But anyway, we're gonna get ready to just talk a little bit more about don't block me, no limits. Don't stand on me. Don't hold me back. If you don't like me, don't say nothing to me. Fantasia talk about it all the time. I forgot I was living. And then, you know, we just want to talk about it. Where have you experienced this? I think Kendra was talking about this before the show aired, about even if you in a relationship and you share something really great with your spouse, and the first thing that they do is suck the fucking air right out the room. Like, I don't know if anybody else have ever experienced that. You get that fucking warning. What do you mean? No, you can't do that. Stop. My husband is a very cautious man, and so the moment that he hears, and maybe it's because he's an Aquarius, but he hears me tell him something and immediately goes into, well, did you think about this and this and that? Well, what happened if this don't? And I'm like, whoa, bro, can you just calm down and acknowledge one damn thing that I said that was good? Just one thing. Just one thing. I mean, that's all it takes. Tell me, at least you excited for me being excited? Shit. When kids come to you and they say, oh, look at this. This is really cute. Look what I did. If you stop and acknowledge that kid, that means the world to that kid. Don't you remember what it felt like when somebody did that to you? Don't be that asshole who's always turning around, ignoring folks or trying to push people off or reject folks and trying to clown them and treat them and make them feel like they something less than because they ain't who you are. It's just a matter of process and time and information. We all can arrive to be our best, our higher self. So, I don't know. I ain't got no limits, and I'm ready to do exploits. And I got some great partners around the world who's trying to make 6-7 figures, and some who's making 6-7-8 figures, and I'm trying to get up on that level. So, you know, I can't have people around me that can't take the time to acknowledge the success or the ideas or the money making processes that can actually work. You know, things of that nature. When I find that I can't work with people like that, like people that ignore a way to make money,
I'm like, what? Who is you? I'm allergic. So we talking about don't block me. We're talking about no limits. We're talking about going as far and high as you can, about, you know, how people try to reject you, push you back, what that made you feel like. How many times have you did it? How many times? See, we talk good, but we don't be telling on ourselves, but I'm one of them people. I'm a real OG. I'm going to tell you, I did some things to some people, and I'm not boasting on it, but I feel like it was a learning process, you know. And, you know, when I was 14, I did some real shitty shit to people. And it is what it is. I was 14, and I got some lessons learned behind the foolishness that I did trying to hold somebody else back. And that's why I can talk about no limits.
Right.
No limits. No matter what it is, if somebody come to you with an idea, they got a dream, think about it. Let's mastermind. Let's brainstorm. Let's talk about it. Let's just get in there and get the writing and brain and making, putting notes down. And even if it takes 2 years, if it takes 5 years, if it takes 10 years to pull it all together, you know, celebrate the success and the growth. You know, celebrate the, I hate the word ambitious, but celebrate the passion. Because passion brings about success. If people congratulate you, like you said, Kendra, it sends off, you know, good endorphins and throughout the body, and the oxygen level elevates, and your the high, the natural high that you experience from that, can take you for weeks and months, even when you broke. Like, when you broke, somebody saying something really good or applauding you at that right time, it will come back to you at that very moment that you at your lowest, and it'll remind you that. And then it's like that beacon of light or that silver lining in the sky, you know, on a dark, cloudy day, like Kendra was talking about, people being stuck in eclipse. But there are some silver linings. There's not always just a moon, a shadow of a light, but there are a shadow of light behind those clouds as well. That's the cool thing about no limits and telling people, stop blocking me.
Even the moon shines bright at night.
It gives off its radiance.
I'm saying, you know, it's always light. There is no limits light. I fuck the
Yeah, because the moon is up there in the sun with the sun anyway during the day. Everything has its own course. So we're just talking about don't block me, no limits. And we're talking about how, you know, there's dreams that you still have that you probably have not found a way to fund. You haven't found a way to get off the ground. You haven't found the right network of people. Let me tell you this. Let me say this. Let this be Mishan's corner right now, Mishan's popping corner. So this corner right here, this 2 minutes that I'm going to say this is this. You have what you want based on how hungry you are. If you ain't hungry enough, you either gonna go malnutrition because you ain't got enough substance, you ain't eating enough, you ain't putting enough balance in there to function, keep that body functioning, because every organ in the body needs a food product in each food group to function at its best ability. And I know a lot of people don't know that. The skeletal system, the muscular system, what's some of the other ones? All these systems. And yes, you see, if you think about systems and you think about the body and how it's broke down, that's just how real e-commerce is, business, making money, sales is. If you are entertainment, if you into music, if you into building business and teams and courses and stuff like that, your passion got to be so big that whatever you do, that it's so duplicatable that anybody that see it can do it. Or your passion ain't big enough. Your passion is only about who you, how much you can make. Your passion is only those people who stand on you. Like, I remember, and I ain't trying to talk about the church, but I grew up in the church, and being an ordained pastor, I could talk about a lot of stuff. And so I'm just going to call it for what it is. I grew up thinking I've always had a business sense. And the people in the church knew how to do 501c3s. At that particular time, I didn't understand what 501c3 was like I do today, versus just other than it's a nonprofit organization and churches and museums and things like are considered that kind of entity. So, like, you know, the food banks and things like that. So I knew that much. I knew what they represented. But what I didn't know, can you give me some light, please? I was thinking that, again, all the efforts that's being put into something, if it does not help other people, then it's just not a big enough dream. If it only facilitate you, because people that stand on you, like I was saying, the church, they wouldn't tell me how to go about doing it. Even though I was coming up through the ranks of the church, they wouldn't tell me how to set my things in order. They told me to wait on it, wait on my calling, wait on it, stay broke. What you trying to say to me? Stay broke? Always think small? Be a big fish in a small pond so I can believe that's it. My growth is just wherever you tell me it is. So I got a problem with, you know, shit like that, kind of advice like that, because I just think it's crap. And I use the church, the Bible, and use any other institute, especially school systems and universities. They have great knowledge and great information. I'm not discrediting any of that or the church. What I am saying is that the efforts that they take to block you from really actually learning who you are and what you're capable of, tapping into your full abilities, is crazy. That training and conditioning us to follow their system but not follow ourselves, when we should, with the raising that we got from our parents, with the coachings that we got through life, we should have, when we got that GED or either that high school diploma, it says that we were smart enough to get a general education. We smart enough, we got a general education, and so now we degreed out of the school. Whether it's high school, whether it's college, whether it's university, we degreed out. Now, most people that degreed out ain't doing nothing with the money that they get, with the certificates or the degrees that they actually went out there and earned. Now, we have a process and a duplication, because it just seemed like that's just more debt. So we have a process and system that when you duplicate what we do, you actually start actually earning more money and learning how to duplicate what you did the first time. Three steps. If you see, this is my input. If you see what I do and you like it, then ask me how, and then join it. Three steps. That's it. Because the process of the information that comes into your head is going to be so overwhelming and so encouraging and so promising that your whole body and senses is going to line up with the senses of, damn, if I had known that 10 years ago, where would I be at? Kind of going back in time with yourself, you know, and so you can't let people tell you to stop dreaming if you haven't picked up the paper or a pen or either a paintbrush or a musical instrument. If you haven't did that in a while, pick it up. Go back to your passion. Go find yourself. Go and join some new groups and do something new and just don't be afraid to live. You only got one life. So you guys, tonight is going to be a little short. It's a little surprise. I ain't going to be on the air all night with you guys. I am going to give Kendra the floor for about 5 minutes, because I know it's something that she wants to talk to. Kendra has an amazing story I want her to share her story, whatever she feels led to share, because I know that there's somebody that's listening out there who thought they couldn't make it because somebody else told them they couldn't, who told them that every time that they came to them with a great idea or they came to them with some kind of new success or something to be celebrated, that they weren't. I know that she has something she can share with the listeners, so I'm give you the opportunity to share that with them.
All right. Well, I wasn't really looking forward to hearing anything, but Michelle has a good way of making things happen. So, now refresh my memory again.
Okay, so we just want to encourage the listeners that who thought that they couldn't make it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna start out by saying is you can't have big dreams in a small world. So, if you have big dreams, but you know that your world is small, meaning your network is small, you don't socialize or you're not connecting with enough people per day. For social readers, I read this book, and I read this book, GoPro, by Eric Worre, and that book, just 2 to 5 minutes a day of reading that book really personally developed me, along with listening to other motivational speakers, because when you're transitioning throughout a journey in your life, you have to keep positive things in your ear, because one negative note, sound, frequency, you know, however you hear it, 1 inch of it, if it enters your aura or your space, it kills every living positive organism, basically.
You know, right?
Right, you know, it's like a shattered glass instantly. So we have to make sure that we're keeping ourselves up to par with the positivity. And I read that book, and he said that a guy told his son that when you turn 18, keep up with every contact that you connect with, or every person that you connect with, write down a name, phone number, and address of some sort, because you're going to need that person, or you're going to need that connection later on in life. So I when I read it, I thought that every person that we come in contact with is not just for you come to contact, you connect with every person that you may speak or see daily for a reason. So me being on my journey from South Carolina to Nevada, you know, over, it took 2 days. It felt like it was an eternity being on the road. The sun went down, came up twice, and the moon went down twice. And we were still on the road. So I was like, OMG, when are we going to get there? But we got here, I met people, you know, and it was like, okay, it's the same, you know, it's the same, it's a different area. But I connected with new people, I connected with other people, and, you know, that in itself creates that eustress, like I always say, versus de-stress. We all experience stress, but you want to make sure you're having eustress, which is a positive stress, that stress that comes from achieving a goal or, you know, getting an accomplishment. But, yeah. If you can't have big dreams in a small world, so you must upgrade your lifestyle, basically, in some way, by reading a book, listening to a motivational speaking, or circulating yourself with those that you want to be like, you know, same attributes and stuff. So.
That's really good. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because it truly, it does matter the people that you network with, or that you are in companies with, or that you do any kind of transaction where exchange of time is happening. I feel like that I will never come in anyone's life and leave them in the same state that I found them. I'll leave them with more positive information than they can ever even stand. And when I walk away from them, they're going to be like, oh, damn, I didn't know. Because they're going to be schooled and learned on some things that have been hidden from. from us and things that would that we just didn't know that was in, right in our face. Public information and free information to help people get out of the debt, get out of the situations, the circumstances, and the conditions of their life that keep them from being able to live the lifestyle that they want to live. And so, again, we're talking about don't hold me back or don't block me, don't stand on me, don't step in front of me. Sometimes my husband always says, Greg says, I don't need nobody to celebrate me. I don't want nobody celebrating me because them punk-ass niggas ain't with me no way.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but, you know, I don't block anyone's opinion or advice, but everyone has an opinion. But that's their opinion of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they view me. Mm-hmm. That's what they see, but that's not how I view myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my opinion of myself. So I don't block nobody from saying anything because I don't want you to block me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to accept everything that you say.
I like this.
You know, because everyone has an opinion, but that's just your opinion of me. That's not an opinion of myself. So at the same time, it's like, you know, shed your light. I don't mind. But this is my path, you know. That's the path you created for me. Like, that's how you feel like it might turn out. But that's not how I'm looking at it turning out.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
That reminds me of... We had a show maybe like 3-4, maybe 8 shows now, I don't know how many shows it was, where I was going through the battles of the mom, the moms and the daughters, the battles of the mom and daughters, because my mother was like, hey, I don't agree with you, and you might just fall on your face, and if you do, I'm going to watch you fall on your face. Because you sold yourself a dream, and I was like, damn, that's bogus as hell, but that's how you feel. Because you don't know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And your limitation of you stop learning every day is where I picked up and learned, kept learning every day.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up and kept making efforts every day to learn something new, find out if there was a squash, how to plant a squash, to how to raise ants. You know, ant
farm. Well, someone sent me a video earlier. I didn't forward it to your messenger, but the topic of it was how to stay young.
Mm.
And it was a little video, and it just had, like, it may have been, like, maybe 15, 16 tips. And one of the ones that stuck out to me was learn something. Always keep the mind learning because the idle mind is the devil's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that multiple times.
We all heard that. All of us.
Yeah, that's you know, that's very familiar to me.
Right. Gigi, you done heard that too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind is a devil's playground because, I mean,
yeah.
You most of the time stuff anything positive, and if you are in front of a TV, the TV has subliminal messages that tell you to hate yourself.
But not only that, we all have a good and a bad in us.
What we do.
And if you're not learning this, or if you're not being positive, that's not good. So if you're sitting there, you're being inactive, you're being not positive, it's like you're allowing that other voice
mm-hmm.
to wake up. You're allowing that other side to come alive.
Because
it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of balanced.
Yeah.
If one goes undone, then the other one.
Yeah, whatever you feed, if you feed the positive part
mm-hmm.
of yourself, that's what will grow and get strong. It's like a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feed the negative part of you, whatever that is, the dark part, because some people go really deep and hard in some places they can't come out. And that's some TKOs, too. You know, when people go so dark, why did you go that dark? Something, what put you in that state of mind that make you want to walk away from life? You know, check it out. Because it get real and it hurts. Like, Lenny Kravitz said, you ain't never been in love like I'm in love, and maybe you ain't never felt the way I felt. And I cried, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he just wanted the ball up in the big old ball in the corner and die. You know, we've all had some kind of knockout where somebody or something have hit our life, and we, like you said, we stuck in that eclipse. We stuck in that state where we can't see any light.
Mm-hmm.
We're blinded. Like, this shit just did not happen. Like, for real, this didn't happen. What's happening? I don't even know where I'm at. Can somebody hear me? Anybody see me? Y'all right. in the Twilight Zone?
Yeah, like you can see everybody, but they can't see you.
Right, and you feel like you trapped inside. You thinking somebody see me? Hello, that's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, those movies, they make those movies about that. They want to learn.
So y'all know y'all listening to Mind Blowing Decisions on Faces of Success Radio FM 101.1 FM, and you're listening to your co-host Gigi Watson and Kendra Lee Thomas. And Sean L., your host tonight, and I appreciate you so much for tuning in and listening. We're just talking about don't block me, don't hold me back, with the different places it fits and how it affects different people, the good, the bad, the highs, the lows, the dark, the ugly, it all. So, Kendra, can you confess, or is there something that's inside of you that made you feel like you had an upper hand on somebody, and because you had information or something, or not just you had information, but you had you had the knowledge, right, on them, over them, that you could kind of like, you know what I'm talking about. Go ahead and talk about it.
Okay, so you say.
So I'm saying, have you ever been in power? And Gigi, think about this too. Have you ever had a situation where you knew something over somebody and you played it? Just that damn simple. Because you knew
say
something over them. You were smarter than them.
Huh? Say that again.
I said, have you ever been in a place where you knew something more than somebody, or you knew something about something or anything advanced over someone else, and you felt like you just wanted to play them?
Play them.
How the hell do you play somebody?
Play them.
When you play them, I mean really play them. Because
no,
that's what we're
play.
Talking about. Don't block me. Have you ever been that girl, that mean girl? Have you ever been that one that stopped somebody or didn't share some information with somebody that knew it could help them? Have you ever been that kind of vicious or that kind of mean or that kind of absentee of caring? I'm calling you
on. I have
on
to think it. Back. Dude, I feel like you're vicious
okay,
now.
Since I asked the question.
Yeah.
Since I asked the question, let me tell y'all, yes, I have, and it was not pretty. It was really ugly. And that's the, you know, like I said earlier, is reason why I am the person I am today, because I knew that I had influence over young women and younger girls, you know, most of the time always need a big sister. We all need a sister, somebody, they got experience, especially when we by ourselves. When we come up in the house by ourselves, sometimes we just need a big sister, not really knowing that you need them, but not like every day, but just needing somebody, a companion. And so most people consider them people friends. I consider those people, like I said, people I know, with associates. And so associates versus being family, because when you friends with somebody, y'all family. But what I'm trying to say is this, when you get to a place where you can't tell the difference. Kendra and I had a moment where she was sounding just like me, because what I was saying so long had just made so much sense that it, I mean, how else can you express it or how else can you share it other than to say it in the most simplest form that won't offend somebody, right? It won't offend somebody. It will uplift them. It will encourage them and leave them thinking. Leave them thinking that the good can come from that versus leaving them thinking that this ain't going to work, or this is a messed up decision, or this is a messed up idea, without ever considering. Once again, I had that situation where I was standing over somebody because I knew some information over them, and I didn't like that I knew the information, but they were trying to shit on me, and so I withheld the information that stopped them from getting something that they wanted.
Well, I mean, not just putting it out. Well, yeah. I'm not going to say that I've been in that situation, but it's like, I guess it would be
one of the situations when it's with a person that thinks they know it all. Mm-hmm. You know, you have some friends mm-hmm. that are a know it all.
Like,
my sister.
Mm-hmm. My sister, we used to call her Miss Know It All. And my brother, Genius Dennis, that's why they used to crash. Get into it.
Wow. Yeah, that sibling fighting is real.
Uh huh.
I feel what you're saying, though. I feel what you're saying. Yeah. 100%. Because it's like, okay, but then you're going to be like, hey, man, I had the key to unlock this lock.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, and then no, because why? Because then you're blocking them. Like, you know.
But it felt good for a moment. I kid you not. I will admit it to this day and laugh my ass off about the situation
because I learned from it. And what I learned from it.
You know, some people really be needing an answer, though, or they really.
Yeah.
Regardless of how they're acting or how they're portraying their character,
yeah,
you're not supposed to decide. Well, yeah, you're not supposed to use it as a decision.
See, my mama made me take the high road on everything that I ever had to do, experience in life. I couldn't get downright ugly and nasty with people. You know, you mind your manners, you be a young lady, and this, all this extra dolly domestic bullshit. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm ready to get with him. No, honey, what would Jesus do? And I'm like, he turned the cheek too many times. That's why his ass died.
Why you keep it real with me?
No, so I used to feel like that, and that's just real talk. And then when I got to a place where I knew that this it hurted the information that I withheld from this young girl, it hurted her so bad. To watch her cry like that crushed something on the inside of me, and I learned a lesson that I don't like to call people pain. I don't want to ever be the one to stop somebody else from getting something they have been working towards.
You know, and they can kind of tie back to don't block me, because if a person takes the time to share something or some progress with you, then you just kind of like, inflict pain by just shutting them down, you know, shooting their balloons out of the sky. You know, and they can cause conflict and cause pain within a person, but, mm-hmm. you know, people don't really take the time to.
Yeah, we don't think about it in the moment that we're causing the pain to other people.
You could have shared that information, and all of that could help implement.
Well, I didn't really want it to be prevented. I want to ask to pay. It was something horrible she had did to me on a repeated basis. Mm-hmm. And then I always feel like, I always say that you got to be careful how you handle people.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know when you'll need them. And so she was being real shitty to me as a kid. And she was in a situation where she wasn't in place to receive the information she needed. And I was the only one there. And life and death was in my hands. And I was like, power hungry.
You need to have that language. After that,
I felt power that I hadn't felt before over this little beast of a girl, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to get her ass back felt real fucking good, just keep it real. But at the same time, when I seen 3 days of her crying, the devastation of it, I just made it right.
Yeah, well, that's good. As long as you made it right.
Yeah, okay. No. I didn't want to. And I think that's what I think maybe that was one of my epiphanies in life, is that when I realized that I don't like hurting people, and when I realized that shit can happen to me, even though she had been fucking with me the entire time and jacking with me.
I wouldn't say I don't like to hurt people. I'm just being real right here.
Okay. Yeah, you want to vanquish their goddamn body.
Yeah, so I am not on front street mean with people. You know how some people do. They just, I don't know, I can't explain it, but karma, you know what I'm saying? In relationships, you know, like, people always say, well, you know, you love to do tick for tack, toe for toe. Mm. I mean, why not?
Why? So you a petty?
If you
didn't see petty.
If you deliberately, if I can
I felt power hungry.
Right. Right.
It was.
Opportunity only presents itself once now.
In many forms. In many forms.
Right. Opportunity only presents itself once. Because had you not, she would have probably been like, yeah, I got it again. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't know.
Yeah.
Because people be out for people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it might have been one of those situations where you said time and time again,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, it ain't been fun. What is the fun game in when the rabbit got the gun, right?
Right. Ladies, listen, the night has been so great to us. The day has been great. Kendra, have you enjoyed your visit here to Reno, Nevada?
I really have. I had a former friend of mine. I was speaking with her on Facebook. She asked me, this was my first time traveling this far with business. It is because you are here from Reno, Nevada. You partner with me in business, and there's not a lot of business cards out here, so I've come out here. I think I've passed out at least maybe 20 cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made 20 connections,
right.
Not to mention the connections with Forest Hill, the direct sales manager of Nugget, a private
right.
owned,
yes.
a family owned resort, which is gorgeous, by the way. they're renovating. I can't wait to see what the renovation is going to be like in June because the
right.
asked us to come back.
That's
right.
right. We got a friend over there at the Nugget Resort.
Yeah, we have
yeah.
a friend as our direct sales.
Direct
sales
man. And we met the chief.
Yeah,
Oh, Gigi, girl, let me tell you real quick. Well, let me let Kendra
yeah,
tell
yeah,
you real
friend.
Quick.
We can get out of the way. So, yeah, Reno, Nevada
What's
is
up?
Amazing. It's the little big town.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's the
little
big town.
City.
The little big city.
Yeah.
You know, and it's more northern. I remember the guy said that Reno is northern and Las
That's
Vegas
right.
is southern.
That's right.
It makes sense. It is a lot smoother and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just rolled through Vegas. We didn't go down up until Vegas, but we just passed through.
Yeah.
But it has a strip. Reno has a strip.
Yeah.
It has resorts
yeah.
in St. Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's close to Lake Tahoe. And it's close to California. So why not come to Reno, Nevada, right?
Right.
So,
I'm so glad yeah. you came.
So, yeah, Reno, Nevada is mind-blowing.
Right. And so...
to a southerner like me, all the way from Greece.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. Like,
it
you
took
being,
me a day. It took me 3 days.
Yes, I have been to Reno. How many times? About 3 and 4 times.
who is that, Gigi?
Yes, I've been to Reno about three or four times.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, did you like it? Didn't
uh-huh.
you like it?
I went
no
the first time.
Like it.
I
what
found
you
out like if I would have put in another quarter, I would have won $25,000. Damn.
Girl, well, let me tell y'all, I went to Vegas and was winning money through the slots and didn't know I was winning because I was too green to know I was winning until I started losing. I understood the red money smart at that point. I was like, God damn, I was winning all this time and lost all the money. Lost $1,200 off of $20, didn't realize it until I started losing it. I was like, this is some BS. My mama didn't teach me to gamble. She taught me to get on my knees and pray.
Mine didn't teach me gamble either.
So the machines that couldn't talk to me and tell me which way to go.
The first casino I went to was
Hera.
Yeah, but it's in North Carolina.
Mm.
We partied, good DJ, nice dance floor, great drinks, met
right.
some nice people.
Right.
We just partied.
That's what the casinos is like. I'm not a gambler, but I do know the difference of winning and losing now. These life lessons.
Life lessons.
Life lessons. So somebody was trying to block me on, and people just block you, try to block you. And I just want you to be encouraged, whoever's listening, whatever you're thinking to do, whatever you're passionate about, whichever way you want to go in life, whether you have children, whether you cripple, whether you have a deformity, did I say that right? Yeah, deformity. not trying to make fun of anybody. It was just correcting the way I'm saying words. You know, for various reasons, people hold people back because they either title them or they classify them or they just put them in bondage. And I encourage you to find something you want to do. If you want to quilt, if you want to do some crochets and make little turtles with peanuts in it for kids and pass it out to hospitals. Volunteer your time reading at a library, donating your time at the school for assistance that they need, the school assistance they need in the classrooms and stuff like that. Volunteer doing something for somebody else greater than yourself. And then those things that you want to do, when you make it happen for some other man, the Bible say that God is faithful to make it happen for you. So help as many people as you can in this earth so that you can begin to reap some of those seeds that you sow. You got to put in seed. There's no harvest without seed time first.
Right.
And
you gotta plant those
seeds. Yeah, you gotta roll up your sleeve and you gotta do the work. You gotta be ready to do the work. It's not easy, breaking the bad mindsets, the bad thinking, the lack of needing someone's affection or attention is not easy. Trying to see if you done right when you know your mom and dad or your sister, brother, or your cousin or your grandmother, your boss, or whoever, whatever is going on, your team members don't agree with you, and you know you got something great and no one is supporting you. I want you to hold your head up, and I want you to keep writing. You get your notebooks and keep writing it, making it plain, revisiting it. I'm telling you, I don't care if it takes 2 years. I met Kendra online on Facebook through a women's group, and we connected not just online, but we took this thing and made it offline. And it grew into a whole not just partnership in one area of business, but it grew into extended family. And so, I have this thing where I celebrate women because I didn't have a lot of that growing up. And so I be the big sister to every damn body. I don't care. So I feel like that if you need a cheerleader, call me. I'm cool for it. I'm going to crack you up. Kendra say I sound like Kevin Hart. I guess I got to meet him soon. I don't listen to him for so long. Laugh at my pain. Sometimes when people are trying to hurt someone else, because, you know, people got evil hearts, like the situation with Gigi last week. There was a situation where the woman wanted to keep her away from her friend because she felt threatened. She felt threatened. And
she still do. In her mind, she do.
She felt threatened that you had more power or more bond with your male friend than she did, even mm-hmm. though she was sleeping with him. And so it just created a horrible atmosphere that interrupted a friendship. that could have been avoided.
Yes, could have been avoided.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to tell her business, but she got hurt. And, you know, she did tell me she didn't want to get hurt no more. She got hurt right there. I don't know what happened, but she right there, she didn't have no trust. Mm. She didn't trust nobody.
Well, nobody wants to just be hurt.
No.
But then you go and turn around and hurt people anyway.
Right.
See.
Yeah, that hurt.
That's
yeah, because that did have to hurt me, because I thought we were brothers and sisters.
That's what I'm talking about. See, she don't want to be hurt yet. Hurt people, and they block other people, and they try to stop other people from advancing or having something good or something pleasant or something of their own, or, you know, just hateful. You know, some people are just that way. So, we listen to mind-blowing decisions when we talk about life, love, and relationship. And I'm telling y'all, you don't have to stay in those, in that state of mind. You can grow out of it. You can, you know, do something different. And I'm not saying that to preach to you. I'm just saying that because if you boss up, as we've been talking about, no limits. Not letting anybody restrict you from going anywhere in life you want to go. If you want to go somewhere, find a way. Like, you know, like, Gigi, I think me and you had a conversation a while ago where we was talking about how people want to do things. I can't, it's been a real long while ago. Like, people mm-hmm. ask you for money. They'll ask you for money, but then if you give them a way to earn money, they don't want that. Did we talk about that before? Mm-hmm.
Right.
A little bit. And so sometimes people want you so dependent on them, they don't want you to work. They don't want you to get up and do anything for yourself. They don't want you to go out and travel more, learn more, meet new friends. They don't want you to do anything but sit right next to them, listen to them grump, complain. All they want you to do is just be right there at their side always, you know, so they can just keep talking about how you ain't this and that and all that kind of shit, you know. Because we're still talking about don't block me. That's the topic tonight. And, you know, I crack up a lot because I see a lot doing different relationships. And so I teach young people that I mentor that, don't listen to your mom and daddy. They got bad advice. You know, they teaching you bad habits. They teaching you how not to love each other. They teaching you how to scream and holler, cat fight, scratch fight, kick, fuss, throw beer bottles. You know, you know, just the craziest stuff that go down in people's homes. And instead of esteeming one another and building each other up and saying, hey sis, you look good, hey bro, you look good, you smell good, your hair look tight, can I do that for you? No one wants to do anything for anyone free, because it makes them feel like they weak and they being used, or they ain't gonna get used like that. Somebody gonna pay me for my money because my skill. And you got the right to get paid for any talent and skill or work or efforts that you put into anything. You should get paid. However, before you get paid, you got to be available. People have to know who you are. They got to know what your worth is, and you got to be able to produce that worth, right? Because who gonna pay for your services if they can't count on you? Ain't nobody doing that. So it's just a lot of growth that needs to take place here in America. For Americans to know that they don't have to wait on just government assistance. They don't have to wait on whether it's Social Security, disability, or workers, whatever it is. Get whatever you need and you deserve. But there's a way to earn money, income, or residual income by making a couple choices in life. And if you can make these choices in life, it'll set you up and it'll set your children up, and it will break down the generational status of debt, because we've been passed down debt versus passed up credit. And so if I can help elevate my people, help elevate anyone who's listening to me in any capacity, then
that's just who I am and what I do. I love to share that kind of information because it comes back down to not blocking anyone, to stopping anyone. I think that we could be a lot further in life if we had all learned how to build with each other instead of building on top of each other. And when one person thinks that they're stronger, they're the strongest link, or they feel like they're the only one that can make any decisions, you can make a final decision, but you're not the only one that can make a decision, because whenever there are more than one person, then everyone has a choice in the matter in which way they will choose to go. So don't let nobody tell you that you can't do something. Don't let them tell you that you're not able to achieve that. You can change your condition. You can change your financial situation. You can change your credit score. You can change it in three. You can change it in 30 days by doing by just writing a letter and challenging anything that's on your credit. There's things that you can do, and 30 days you will see your credit increase and things wipe completely off your credit. Now, why did I give you that tip for free? I gave you that tip for free because this is public information, and anybody that charges folks, okay, I ain't stepping on nobody's game or nothing like that. Make your money, but educate people so they can do better. To me, it just makes sense. And that don't cost money to write a letter to the IRS, TransUnion, if you have an issue with credit, I mean, with your IRS debt ratio or any of those kind of things. I am available for consulting. But it's not just about that, because I give out free content information all the time anyway to people that I see and meet. So it's more so about you making a decision that you don't want to stay in the same state that you're in. And so you have to do something different to change where you are so that you can increase for a better tomorrow. Because my lifestyle is not where I want it to be, but it sure ain't bad. And I'm very blessed to be able to do what I do and enjoy doing what I do. So listen, I'm going to wrap this show up tonight. Because it's been a long day, and I got my girl here all the way from South Carolina, Greenwood, Kendra D. Thomas, and I appreciate her travel and her children, Lo and Ashani. They came all the way here to be with me, and, you know, it's just more love that when partnerships can grow into extended family and you trust each other enough to ride with each other, and the doors that we have opened up today, we're going to be doing a hug party, and we're going to do a hug tour, and we're going to celebrate, and we're going to do a tribute of our own, and we are going to throw some concerts and make some noise right here in Reno, Nevada, and take this thing around the world. So a lot of people are green and ready, and they're shouting it out, and they want more of it, and they can't wait to be a part of it. So you got to stay tuned to exactly all the details of that that will be coming soon, be publicized soon, as soon as we have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. So I want to bid you guys a great night. Gigi, I love you so much. Kendra, I love you more.
You too.
And I know that you could be anywhere else, but you chose to tune in tonight and step in. So I truly, truly appreciate every effort, every week, every time you tune in, from the exclusive interviews to the just the blog talk itself, because the conversations are truly needed. Sisterhood is truly being developed, and we know that we are making a difference in other people's lives, and we got some great lineups coming up for you, some real go-getters out there who's bossing up some women who, like I said, are making six and seven figures, who's willing to teach what they do, and it's not costing you a whole lot to get to learn this things. Sometimes these things cost $10,000 or more dollars, and you're not even paying a fraction of that. You're not even paying $300 for the information, and I tell you, it's an investment that's worth anybody that that want to make some extra money and live the life of your dreams, it's worth pursuing. So go follow us on Facebook, Mind Blowing Decisions, Facebook, that's Radio 101 FM, and Nishan L, Gigi Watson, Kendra K.D. Thomas, Pearl Johnson, Naira Collins, and Latrice Cantrell. Go and follow us. Y'all pick us up. Love on us some more. Let us know what y'all want to hear, what y'all want to do, what y'all want us, if y'all want us to come to your city and town. We're coming on tour. We're going to do some real big things, but we're going to come helping other people be able to make money, because helping people out of financial stress is just the best thing that you can do for anybody, is to give them the information so that they can make the decisions that they need to make. So, real quick, 2 minutes, a couple of seconds, we're just going to listen to this song and we're going to end the show, guys. I want y'all to have a great night. Listen to this. This is Never Sipping. Bye. All
right. See me smoking this motherfucker. Going brazen. Never sipping, cooking up them bricks. I used to sleep up in the kitchen. Body make you turn hella yellow like a sniffin'. And you acting like a hoe because you always fucking bitchin'. They am batting down the hatches. I won't let no nigga in. And I be bullin' on the block, smoking woods with my friends. I got it on my own, I was raised to get it in. And if a nigga wants smoke, don't wait, bring it to him. I'm from a different breed, my nigga, you just a simp. You be hanging on my branch like you a motherfucking chimp. You speaking on the gang, you getting crunched like a chip. And if there's money in the whip, tell my nigga to grab the bimp. I'm a motherfucking man, don't compare me to no kid. Nobody taught me shit. When daddy died, I was a kid. We was in the building. Wasn't no Porsche to jump off. Bitch, I'm about mine. So don't you ever call me soft. You sippin', sippin', simple nigga. I be pimpin', 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 simple nigga. I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin'. You sleep up in the kitchen. You sippin', sippin', simple nigga. I be pimpin', 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 simple nigga. I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin'. You sleep up in the kitchen. I be on the grind. These niggas wanna waste my time on a straight line. And I got money on my mind. It's my time to shine. My nigga, don't you see the signs? I've been working hard. My nigga, don't you see the grind? Gassing every song. My nigga, don't you see the flow? Yeah, I really know. Like, my first name is Bo. Can't touch this nigga. You can call me MC Hammer. Do you dirty like the South? Like, we is in Alabama. White playing? All these beats I be slaying. Got this gold all around me like I'm going Super Saiyan. Niggas hating. Supposed to get a lick. Why you flaking? Old school, nigga. I don't text. I be pages. And if you on the team, you gon' get a plate. Gotta make sure the niggas really in my circle. Eight. If shit goes south, nigga, I'ma lead the state. Matter of fact, I'ma hop on a ship and set a Kuwait. You sippin', sippin', simple, nigga, I be pimpin', 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 simple, nigga. I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin'. Used to sleep up in the kitchen. You sippin', sippin', simple, nigga, I be pimpin', 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 simple, nigga. I want chicken, chicken, chicken. So a nigga gotta whip it, whippin', whippin'. Used to sleep up in the kitchen.
Hey, y'all, we're back. We're live. We're getting ready to end the night. We just wanted to thank you once again for tuning in. Mind Blowing Decisions on Facebook, Sets Radio 101 FM. Super, super pumped up about growth and, you know, just breaking out of the limits and the chains of other people's opinion, other people's, you know, fears people just holding you back. I want you to just grab your passion, grab your ideas, grab your dreams and your aspirations and go with it. Go with it with everything you got, because you only got one life to live. I bid you good night, Gigi.
Uh-huh.
You want to say good night?
Good night. Sleep tight.
Have a great one.
Nah. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. I'm happy to say good night, everybody, and have a nice night. And don't let no drama or nobody right there make you mad or get you down.
I like that, Gigi. That was dope. Y'all, on that note right there, I think you guys can take it and soar from there. Y'all gonna have a great night. More love to you.
Yes, have a great